The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Some of us have great stories. Noodle salad, good. Pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and good. Noodle salad, boats and friends and good. Noodle salad. But a lot of people, that's their story. Noodle salad, boats and friends and boats and friends and good times. Noodle salad, noodle salad, that's their story. Noodle salad, noodle salad, noodle salad. What makes it so hard is not that you had it bad, but noodle salad, good, good, good. That's their story. Noodle salad.
It's time once again to be flabbergasted by the rolling tongue, the juggling of words, thoughts, and phrases like a Spaniard on a tightrope. Here is the one, the only, the man of 2 hours, Frank.
You're ha ha ha. You're in the groove, Jackson.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha, pal.
Mars, I need some ideas if I'm going to get your town out of the serious trouble it's in.
River City ain't in any trouble.
But then I have to create some. Must create a desperate need in your town for a boys' band. So why does everybody keep rubbering into the billiard parlor?
Oh, they just got in a new pool table.
You must have seen a pool table before.
No, just billiards.
That'll do it. You just sit where you are. And remember, if you see that music teacher...
Are you Mr. Dunlop?
Yeah.
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help me cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a bop-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say, your young men will be frittering away there noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They were trying out Bevo, trying out Cubeb, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sense. And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble!
Oh,
right here in River City.
Right
with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
We
surely got trouble.
They sure
right here in River City.
Right,
gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school. Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. Aha, and so's your old man. But if so, my friends, we got trouble. Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. We surely got trouble. Right here in River City. Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule. Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Does it rhyme with P?
That rhymes with P.
Stands for pool.
That stands for.
Remember, my friends, listen to me because I passed this way but once.
Captain Whizbang's what? What was that?
That's Mr. Cotolo over there. You know what I mean?
Captain Whizbang's what? Tarotai, couple surfers and netaholics and infomaniacs. I am not curious, yellow. I am the man with all the answers. The Bard of Broadcasting is now on the air. Laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life, luck, smarts, guts, and hearts. I say hello. My name is Frank Cotolo. The man whose name adorns the title of the show. I'm chronicling for you Y2K plus 13. Ice Cap to Ice Cap, from Hamlet from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. Could that have been like one of the rare times I screwed up that particular opening, huh? Oh, what a shame for those of you just tuning in for the first time. Well, anyway, I won't say it again until next week. My name is Frank Atoll, and the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Don't I have a wonderful voice? Say hello. I think so. I don't listen to myself. I don't at all. But I do listen to things like we played in the opening collage here in Cotolo Chronicles. As Cotolo does a chronicle, I chronicle. And I will be chronicling on this particular show. Almost said this evening, because we are live and we are always live. You can get us on Radio Loyalty. Sign up, get your app, and SRN1 if you're on your mobile contraption. You got an Android or one of the droids, any other kind of droids, drones, or whatever it is you have. You can listen to us as you walk around with your headphones. It sounds every bit as good as it does on a major stereo contraption. I love that word, contraption, which is why I use it. Other people say gizmos, other people say gadgets. I say contraption. And here we are, again, on a winter evening. Yes, it's March. And, it's not March, of course. It is March, of course. On the other side, down under the international gate. Is it under the international date line? Down there, across the international date line, where it's summer. So it's March. It's a cold evening here, but it's a warm evening there. And this is something that people could not do when they were on radio. Personalities could not do this years ago because radio, like politics, the old radio is local. The world is now a smaller place, regardless of what members of the of the John Birch Society. I don't know why that came out. It could have been any of the American Society of Artists and Composers or anything. Regardless of what traditionalists will tell you, the world keeps moving on. This is the Hallelujah Trail. We're moving along, and we're going as making great time. What we played in the collage of I Say, of course, but you might not know. I'm constantly shocked at what the youth of my audience does not know. It's not acquainted with certain things. I don't mean does not know, like you're stupid. I'm stupid, if you remember those stories of my youth. But I'm amazed that people do not know or are acquainted with or recognize certain things. Pieces of from movies, from famous plays. I say famous because I mean famous. These things are worldwide known. And that's why I should have your Cotolo Chronicles notebook and write down the things that you don't know, that you, for the first time, I'm opening up universes of popular culture and sometimes even things you need to know, knowledge in your consciousness, so that later on you can look them up. You make the notes and you look them up. But I'm going to just say this for a second, because that piece we did called Trouble from a musical. Now, don't get turned off. I know a lot of people out there, you know, they're always, the most abstract artist can be a snob when it comes to, you know, other types of, other genres, other types of music or what have you, art or what, you know, because they consider it, you know, to low life. Like there's a hierarchy of art, you know, so there's crap art, but like there's bubblegum rock, there's rock, there's heavy rock. And, you know, it's just all one big parade of sounds. So if you don't know anything about this, so don't get turned off when I say theater, Broadway, because that was just one of the greatest performances, I think, on stage of almost anyone ever did. And I think that even includes anybody who did, and many people have done, great
interpretations of Shakespearean. But Robert Preston, who sang and was the star of that particular clip, was magnificent. I can't even think at my peak of my youth being able to memorize, no less express the way he did in that song, which is chock full of words and thoughts and feelings, Trouble in River City from The Music Man. No one before, or no, it wasn't before, I think he was the original Henry Hill, but no one, I don't think anybody afterwards ever did any better with that. It's a brilliant interpretation. If you listen to it, you know, go get it on YouTube or something. You can listen to it, and that is the magnificent. And Robert Preston is someone a lot of people don't know as well as they know other stars and Broadway or what have you. Well, that's a wonderful. He was in a lot of movies, and he was in that movie interpretation. Why that comes up on this particular show is because Mr. Preston certainly was not definitely made it. I mean, he was one of the people who shot into success because the right time, the right, many elements of luck were going with him when he did. And what we're going to talk about on this particular show by isolating a particular year and looking at the hub of pop culture, Los Angeles, California. What happened to my voice? Just left me? Excuse me. Los Angeles, California, from 2009, and a number, wow, a great deal of performers that no one has, I don't know if you couldn't remember them or haven't heard from them or what happened to them, we don't know, but they make it. You know, we talk about everybody out there. I don't know what the percentages are. When I first went to Hollywood, I regardless of what I went there to try to accomplish, like, let's just talk about an actor or an actress going, I say, I want to be a star. Well, you know, you're lucky enough to become a working actor or actress. And the odds put together, I'm going to be a star. That's a whole nother thing. You know, no, I don't think... Of the percentages were very bad. You know, one out of, I don't know. I mean, really, it's a one out of 1,000, 2,000? Do you have any idea the traffic in the world, not just Hollywood? I'm using Hollywood, but do you have any idea the volume of people who leave whatever they're doing to do something of what they think is a great compared to those who make it? It's... And what is making it, you know, I guess being recognizable as opposed to just making a living, which is a darn good accomplishment on its own. So I'm going to go back and give you a little essay on the source, the place, and everything else involved in this. And if you know any of the groups or people named, then you write to me and tell me. I know them. Or I was one of those people. Who knows? I mean, it's very possible. One of these members of one of these groups or what have you, or people are listening in this, are listening now. So you can say it was me. How do you get to me? fcatolo@yahoo.com. It's very simple. Go on over there. You could form fan clubs like they're doing down in various places. You know, we have that Japanese fan club in Yokohama, which we've had for years. I know they're still around having a whole bunch of fun. And I believe we have now developing in the Philippines. We have a fan club down there. I get into that on another show because that's related to something absolutely outrageous, which I've done shows about. But I want to say hello to Lanzi and the whole group down there starting the Cotolo fan club. I'm very happy to have everybody in this entire world embracing whatever it is I do here that we've done for years and years and years and years. Yes, my name is Frank Cotolo, and the man's name is doing the title of the show. We'll get on with this and talk about what we're going to talk about because I am the Bard of Broadcasting, And I'm going to knock out these 2 hours like a baseball in a sandlot, like a terrorist in a bamboo factory, how about books?
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky escapades. Parallel universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves a tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
For your Kindle, but you could also put it somewhere else. That sounded bad. You could also play it any other way you can. I don't. You figure it out. You can get it on your. You probably get it on a mobile phone and work it out. It's only $2.99. And then go over to blurb.com and get Molotov Memoirs. Don't forget to go over. I didn't get the link again to tell you another great review of Molotov Memoirs. But let's and that's only $3.99. So it's $2.99, $3.99. For God's sakes, that's even if it's round them out. 4 and 3 is 7. Under $10, two great books. Come on. And of course, the Molotov Memoirs includes the fabulous, if I may steal the word, D, the fabulous art, original art of T. Stephen Gesick, who I have a personal collection of his drawings. And, you know, when push comes to shove, if things really get bad, and that means if I don't win the Publisher's Clearinghouse $1 million a year for life, if I don't win that, or $5,000 a week for life, if I don't get that this year, and things perhaps get a little shaky in the financial department, then I'm going to put up for sale my T. Stephen Gesick. I always have these things. It's like gold sitting in a treasure chest, and I take them out and go, these are originals. Oh boy, are they going to go for hundreds of thousands of dollars? And the government's going to be happy too, because they'll get lots of money for it. Hey, you know, I don't know much about this. I'm just bringing this up here right now, and this Kickstarter deal that's going on the internet. I was introduced to it by Andrea Perry, who you should know if you're a fan of this program. If you don't, or if you are a fan and you don't know, then you missed it. And if you, well, you know what I mean, Andrea Perry, go to AndreaPerry.com, is creating a new album. You might have, well, you should know it because on 148.ca, I reviewed her fabulous album. I used fabulous again. Her magnificent, I'll say magnificent. I like magnificent. Remember, we were going to say awesome. Instead of saying awesome, we're going to say magnificent. Her magnificent CD called River of Stars. That's on my 148.ca/Frank on the bottom. Also coming up, a new review coming up shortly. Of the reunion of Liars Club. Well, you people in Washington should be happy about this CD coming out. I'm going to have a special review down there shortly. I know Phil is going to help me and get it posted up there, and we're going to be fine and wonderful. Get a lot of traffic over there, 148.ca. Also, but Andrea is creating a new album, which of course needed some funding, and she went to Kickstarter. That's how I learned about Kickstarter, but apparently I'm way behind the times on that. I mean, I'm one of the first people to hear about Twitter when Kurt Brandau brought it to the table here on a show many years ago, and now everybody's knows that. But I didn't know about Kickstarter. Kickstarter gets projects going. People donate money, and people out there who want to do films or what have you, CDs or anything that needs money and support, financial support, which is just about everything, you get it. And you're able to, because there's a lot of generous people out there. There's a lot of people out there supporting the independent artist. This does my heart well, because this show was all based upon, started, it was in its inception, devotedly supportive of the independent artist, the person who just created and sold on their own. Very difficult thing to do. So I was thinking of this Kickstarter. I was wondering, wow, could we actually get a campaign together to support this show financially, not for me. I don't want to be paid for the show. I mean, I do want to be paid, but not by you people or by donators. But, you know, if we could get X amount of money a month to just pay for all our connections and the various things that we do take out of our own pocket, that would be great. And also to support SRN1 and all the stations who play this later on after it's live. So I'm going to look into that, and I'm going to get back to you on that. And if I, you know me, I ask much in 20 years or 30 years, however long I've been on here. I don't ask much, but here and there, I think I can get some support. Now, you know, not that it wouldn't continue. It's not in jeopardy right now of closing or canceling, but perhaps, who knows? Perhaps if I don't win $5,000 a week for life on the Publishers Clearinghouse. I don't know. If they ever heard the show I did about the Publishers Clearinghouse, I guess they wouldn't. Let's get into this here. On the blog, I talked about whatever happened to those people you never knew were there in the first place. This, you know, this twist, turnaround type of thing. Let me go back many years to when I was trying to make it in Hollywood. What is make it? To me, I didn't go to, I went there to be a success, but not necessarily a star, to make a decent living out of doing what I want to do. This is what I always thought was the secret of a happy life. And that is, if you could make a living, which you have to make no matter what, unless you want to be a hobo and get on trains and, you know, they live a very dangerous life. They could be killed. They are killed. Do you know how many hobos are killed every year? And the murderers, what do? You think that families don't know them? They don't go after the murderers. Hobos are killed and their bodies are strewn across the railroad yards of North America. That's not where I'm going either. What I'm saying is that if you can make any kind of a living doing what you like to do, even if it is not exactly what you'd like to do, then you should be considered, in my eyes, and I always thought, you're a success. You are able to sustain a decent lifestyle, and by decent, I mean you're not a hobo. In jeopardy and getting on boxcars. Do they still have boxcars? Sure, they have boxcars. How did they get in? I don't know. That culture is a whole nother world I don't even understand in the new millennium. But in that event, in this event, certainly in all events, I went there with the possibility of making a living doing what I love to do. In that case, it was writing. I'd already been making a living as a musician, so in New York, so I was doing that. I wasn't, you know, there's so few regular jobs. I mean, just perfunctory jobs that I've had, and they never lasted anyway. But I always figured it was a big success to be able to make a living. Well, you know, there are tons of people going out to Los Angeles. There are tons of people in that whole area. California is the largest state. Isn't it the largest state? Even though it's stretched out, is it bigger than Washington? Is it bigger than Texas? Can we stretch out Texas and get a, can we get a digital readout here? We can't. But when I went there, the first thing you do when you're looking for work or looking to establish this work, although you have a resume of some sort. I had some sort of resume. But what you want to do is you want to get all the resource material. You know what I have here, don't you? I'm replenishing my precious bodily fluids. This is something encouraged. Remember what I said a long time ago, and if you didn't listen a long time ago, you can't remember because you didn't hear it in the first place. If you learn nothing from this show, please remember to replenish your precious bodily fluids, because dehydration is the enemy. I know this. I've been dehydrated. I know this. I've come close to death. Way too close. But enough about me. Let's take a drink and go on. So what happened? You go there to get the resources, and someone said to me, you know, pick up a copy of LA Weekly. LA Weekly didn't cost anything at that time. There were many shops. There were donut shops. There were coffee shops. They didn't have coffee shops like today. You know, I mean, no gourmet coffee places. They did not exist when I got to California in the late 70s. So you would go to certain shops. There was a great shop. There was a place called the Bodhi Tree. I don't know if it still exists. I can't imagine why I wouldn't be there. And the Bodhi Tree had a library of Eastern, you know, philosophy books, essays. They had lecturers there. They sold at the Bodhi Tree incense, among every possible type of incense you could get. And they served tea and what's that kind of crackly coffee or what have you. But there were also, in all of these kinds of establishments, and there were many of them in L.A. I don't know if they still exist. I haven't been there. If you have, please send in, tell me that it's still there. And you Bodhi Tree owners, come on over, because we have the audience that you need. That was a shameless punch at sponsorship. Every one of these particular specialty stores, let's just call them specialty stores and non-specialty stores, like, what, Dunkin' Donuts? Wait, that wasn't a Dunkin' Donuts. What was the name of that place? It was Yellow. It was a Yellow Donut Place. No, it wasn't Dunkin' Donuts, because Dunkin' Donuts was kind of orange. It was another kind. I don't even remember the kind of donut place, but we always went there. Well, they had all the free newspapers. Some of them, you know, rancid. Some of them deeply disturbed. Some of them sexually oriented. And, of course, there was the L.A. Weekly. These are newspapers that were put out weekly and supported by classified ads and advertisements from every place in L.A. That every bar, every showcase, theater, every 99-seat theater for actors, non-union places. And they said, get that, because in that there's a lot of personals, there's a lot of ads, there's a lot of things about where people are performing, what they do, who you can approach. And in those days, that's how I learned about, I didn't know about the Comedy Store back then. Place to sell jokes. I mean, what town do you just cruise into a town? Think about this. This is why at least we knew. I'm going to go to L.A. You can sell jokes in L.A. It's a good thing I didn't go to Tucson, Arizona, because you don't just roll into Tucson, Arizona and say, well, I'm here now and I'm going to sell jokes. And then I'm going to be a writer. Well, I guess you could be a writer in Tucson, Arizona, but it's a bad place to go to sell jokes, believe me. But L.A., this was the mecca of surviving artists. When I use artists, I mean performers, actors, musicians, writers, everybody. People who want to be directors, just directors, scream, everything. Not the perfunctory people who did the work in the movie industry, like there were carpenters who were carpenters. You didn't go to L.A. to be, if you were a carpenter, you didn't go there so you could be a carpenter, in movies and on MGM lot at the time, or in Culver City there, that was MGM, or at Paramount Studios. You didn't go there if you were a tradesman. I'm talking about the people who wanted to be performers, actors, actresses. And actresses are now called actors, so we'll just call them actors, musicians, because the record industry was gigantic there. It was at the time bigger, in a sense, than Nashville, where also I lived for a while, on Music Row on Nashville. But that wasn't as generic as L.A., because L.A. had major labels, like New York. Offices of those places. So you'd go there, and now you'd go, and this is what I did. I went to coffee shops, sat down, had a cup of coffee. In those days, because you didn't have a lot of money, a cup of coffee would have to last you like an hour and a half if you were to sit there and do your research. You'd bring a pad, you'd bring a pencil, a paper. In those days, a pencil and paper. You didn't bring your smartphone, because phones were not smart back then, and neither were, you know, anybody who use them. There were still payphones outside. It was still, okay, all right. I'm going to go back to the Paleozoic age. But in the late 70s, okay, so I went and I'd get to LA Weekly. Now, very recently, not recently. In 2009, I got a package from a friend in L.A. Matter of fact, it was the Gesicks. I mentioned to Stephen Gesick and his wife, Peggy Robinson. I love those two. They're firmly, you know, because Peggy was on when we talked about License to Skill, when we released that. You didn't hear that show either, did you? Okay. Let's just move on. And they sent me something, because they're always such generous people, and they send me things. And this thing was wrapped in a version, the latest version of the LA Weekly. This was happened to be October of 2009. So this is already 4 years old, or at least 3.5 years old, if you're really counting. But anyway, from October 2009. And I kept it because I went, holy crumb cake. Here's the LA Weekly. And I remember I'd been out of LA for I don't know how long, but many, many years. And I certainly didn't subscribe to it. I never even thought to go online, but you can. This is not an advertisement, by the way, for the LA Weekly. This is my source right here. Although it's a fine newspaper. But, and there's some great articles about new artists and things and stuff. But it's just jam-packed with information based on what keeps it alive, advertisements about some of the great clubs, some of the hot clubs, some of the little clubs. Well, I said, wow, I took this and I went, I have not seen one of these in ages. And I got myself a cup of coffee, which now I could, you know, drink on my own and have more than one cup because I didn't have to make it stretch an hour and a half. And I sat down and I did not smoke because I don't smoke anymore. So I didn't smoke. I'd go through a lot of cigarettes reading this thing. And although I don't have a smartphone, I still use a notebook. Write-ish down, write-ish down. See, I do what I tell you to do. I write stuff down. And then look it up later. And when I have a source. Okay, all right. So I got the LA Weekly, and I started to look at it. And this is where I got the idea. I found it, I kept it. And I found it. Oh, you know, I kept it, read it back then, and put it aside somewhere. And I found it the other day. And I said, wow, this is fascinating. I thumbed through it, rifled through it. I perused it. And so many things came to mind about so many people who have left their blood on the tracks while traveling on the road to success. And I don't think we think enough about the people who are out there who don't make it. Society would always like you to believe that people who didn't make it just weren't good enough to make it. And, of course, we were raised in an atmosphere where we were taught by teachers, parents, and other authority figures that if you did your best and you really got good at something, by golly, you're there. You make it. When I never told us what was make it. They didn't say things like I told you. They didn't say, you know, if you can make a living doing what you like. Make a living. Carve out a lifestyle. That's pretty darn good. Back then, they didn't tell you that. Gave you the impression that there were great expectations. And they never told you they led to disappointments. But that's a sociological thing to talk about some other time in other culture. What I'm saying is that so many people that have failed are still very, very good at what they did. Now, certainly there's crap out there. There's people who tried to make it who couldn't make it because they just were no good. But there were people who were no good who got better. There are people who some people think are still no good, and yet they're tremendously famous and wealthy. So that, you know, that whole deal, it all come down to, so I'm a rapper again, me and Aretas, me and Coolio. It all come down to how much money you make for the establishment, whether it be a comedy store, a bar, a record, a book publisher, the companies who support the things. This is well before independents had any possible chance, like they do now, of selling things, even though it's still ruled by major companies, or the whole industry of art, okay? But it's possible that can happen. So what you did was, I got it, and I looked at it the other day, and I went, I gotta talk about this. Where are these people? You are going to be shocked. This is one issue I'm holding in my hands. I don't know how many pages does it have. Does it even number its pages?
Yes.
135 pages, not counting the back cover or the front cover. And most of it deals with people who were performers in 2009. This is why it's important not to go that far back. That's why this is really I think is going to work. Because we're just going to go into, 4 or 5 years ago? Where are these people? Who are these people? You tell me if you've heard of any of them. This weekly newspaper is adorned. It's strewn with names. I'm going to go through them, talk about some of the clubs and places. I don't know if a lot of them still exist. A lot of them are very famous. And we're going to thumb through this particular newspaper and do that. Now, and this is important for some of you out there who are you youngins, you youths. What's a ute? Ute. Officer, what was it in Joe Pesci? I forgot that. My cousin Vinny? Utes, the Utes, Utes, said Fred Grimstone. That wasn't his name. He was a great actor, wasn't he? The guy who played Herman Munson? Fred Gwynn. Utes, or what's a ute? Ute. That's what you like New York and Brooklyn. That's what hey, the Utes, you know, Utes. I become a juvenile delinquent. Utes. Utes? Youths. Okay. You Utes. This is important for youths. Utes. And all youths out there who are launching a journey, a campaign on the road to success. Because on the other side, again, success as society tells you. That is, you're now famous, you're rich, and you're in the spotlight, and you do something that makes you make it, that gets you some kind of popularity that will sustain you and allow you to live your life making money off of it. Those of you should know that the road is again strewn, just like the hobos. What is with strewn on this show? Strewn, the hobos' bodies are strewn across North America. And the hopes, the dreams, and the desires, and the talent is that it's strewn down the road of success, to success. Remember, not everybody gets there. That's the destination. It's a long road. Sometimes it's a short road. Some people get very lucky. Luck is what does it. Not talent. Luck. Because a lot of these people were very talented. They were there. They were gone. This is only 2009 that we're going to go through. And there's ads here, not just about, not just concerning acts and people we don't know, even actors, actresses, actors are all actors. I mean, actors, actresses, musicians, comedians, not just that, but ones we don't know. Not just ones we don't know? Oh, well, ones we never know. There are a couple, I guess, who made it. But you know, you open this thing, and already at the beginning, they tell you the Fall Denim Tour that takes place. The one free tour. Rockin' discount. Oh, that's for selling pants. Excuse me. I used to sell pants on this show. Remember that? Okay. We move along and just move this thing, and we find tons of ads right off the bat. There. What is this? I don't even know what some of this stuff. Now I'm going to mention some things. If you want to write them, write this down. Write them down. If you want to look for the groups, the names, the information. Probably a bunch of these may be on, but there's going to be too many, so don't worry about it. But if there's anything that strikes your fancy, write it down. And if you miss something, you know, listen to the show again. I'm on one of our many affiliates running the show again, or write to me, fcatolo@yahoo.com, and I will tell you what. Let's see. Some things we don't know. Here are the contents. They're selling sweaters, $19.99 for a sweater. Okay, and here's the contents. Let's move on. LAWeekly.com. Well, by the way, you can go to LA. You can see this internet version of LA Weekly, LAWeekly.com. You can go there and see what it's all about. It's probably very much like this. It wasn't like this because its style had changed over the years. Let's go by California Bike Week, motorcycle racing. I don't know when they're racing. Wrestling. I guess some of these people are still around, right? The Final Curtain, wrestling. Look at this. They're Bound for Glory. Well, that was a pay-per-view thing, so that doesn't count. Selling sneakers and then moving on, L.A. Life. We're going to get to some of the commercials here. Look at this. There was a Peter Himmelman songwriting seminar. Peter Himmelman. I don't even know him, but apparently he gave seminars, and he bought a quarter of a page ad here. It's like cycling. It's like getting cycling lessons from Lance Armstrong. It actually says that, 2009. Well, I guess we know what's motivating. I guess we know the juice behind creating those songs. This was sponsored. It's endorsed by ASCAP. Write from your inner voice. It was a big thing in L.A. too. Teachers, people who taught you the elements you needed to know to create art. That's always been a very slippery slope. I don't know. Peter Himmelman. Himmelman? I don't know him then. I don't know him now. But apparently he knew a lot of stuff here. And it doesn't say here that, you know, what he wrote. And so not like, Peter Himmelman, who wrote 23 hits, doesn't say that. Whatever happened to him? I don't know. Let's move on. L.A. Life. So this one, you know, there's your typical journalism people. Look at this. Here's a column in L.A. Life. Tough crowd on base with comic Jeffrey Ross. Jeffrey Ross. This is not before the Comedy Channel, but you know, Jeff Ross has become quite a mainstay on the Comedy Channel, and apparently back then. Comedian, celebrity roaster, and now author Jeffrey Ross sits behind a rectangular fold-up table in a supermarket in front of a promotional wall of Bud Light cases and blah, blah, blah. And he's selling a book, I Only Roast the Ones I Love, Busting Balls Without Burning Bridges. So he sold his book. Does anybody even know that he wrote that book? Anyone? A show of hands? But you know him. So here's a person that we know. You must know him. Especially, you youngins must know him from that. You don't know about this, though. So there's one. The first one we come up with is someone you know. How about, let's see who's next. Here we go. Now we're going to get into the hair. What is this? Cult costumes. No, we're going to get into an advertisement. Hey, look at this. Hey, the book soup. Book soup. Here's some authors. Here's one. Here's one of the things I'm talking about. Book Soup presents Al Gore in person November 12th, 2009. Book Soup. Where is Book Soup? The Book Soup Bookstore. 8818 Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. I don't remember this place. So maybe it was here after I left. How about this? Music insider Chris O'Dell signs Miss O'Dell, My Hard Days and Long Nights with the Beatles, the Stones, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, and the Woman They Loved. Chris O'Dell, author. Did she write anything else? Who knows? Then actress Susan Olsen with Lisa Sutton and Ted Nicholson are presenting and signing Love to Love You Brady's, the bizarre story of the Brady Bunch Variety Hour. These books exist. These are authors who were making their appearances at bookstores selling their books. Liz and Diana Welch. Dan and Amanda Welch. The Kids Are All Right, their memoir. That may be... The Kids Are All Right, that may be the book the movie was based upon, and that was a highly regarded movie. Okay, so there's another one. We don't know them. How Sheila Himmel. She presents and signs her book, Hungry, A Mother and Daughter Fight Anorexia. Don't know about. Jane Velez Mitchell. Amy Astley. Sarah Vowell. Robin D.G. Kelly. Has anyone know any of these authors? Laura Day. Sam Wasson. Wasson? Can't even pronounce his name. How do I know him? Wrote a book about Blake Edwards. Robert Greene. The 50th Law. I don't know about that. Musical writer Miles Kruger. And musicologist Ed Davis. The Complete Lyrics of Johnny Mercer. I don't think that was a big seller. Also coming, it says, the Women's National Book Association authors. Oh, come on, screensaver. What do you mean no signal? Hello? Wait a second. I think we're having one of those moments. Yeah, we are. Oh, you have to hold on there. Of course, we got a signal. We've lost our... That's okay. Don't worry about it. It doesn't affect you. It'll kick on and we'll be fine. We'll just keep talking and then we'll do our break when the break comes. We come here in like 9 minutes. Okay, so we don't know about them. Look at the safe liposuction. That's coming up. And here come more and some more ads coming, and we're on a page 23 already. Look at all these places. This is what North Collective, Meditar. These are all Melrose Compassion Center. Okay, but that's not what we were talking about. We got to move on to the things we were talking about. So I'm going to keep... it's Halloween. The Halloween Guide of Horror. Halloween Guide of Horror. Selection of sexy Halloween costumes. Or we know that stuff goes on. Fangora Horror. Halloween Toys and Costumes. You know, there also is, regardless... and later on, I'll run through some of this. Pages upon pages on pages of adult ads. Amazing to think. Okay, come on. Now I see if I can get this thing going. Yes. Oh, I'm still on. There's been no problem. Oh, that was. That's always harrowing when that happens. What do we got? Let's get to some. These are restaurants now. I don't know about these restaurants. I'm going to get into the musical things and stuff. Let's see. Oh, here. Okay, here's one. Yipes. A musical soiree to benefit Sweet Relief. I don't know what Sweet Relief might have been. Many special guests. The Gears. Anyone know about the Gears? F71. The Billy Bones. Infante's Inferno. Rock and Roll Pizza. Saturday, October 17th. Rock and Roll Pizza. These were groups that had equipment. They had rehearsal. They sat on rehearsal studios. They sang. They did. They wrote. They did stuff. And what? Yipes. We got plenty more of those. Who are these people? Anyone know? Plenty more names like that. Mm-hmm. They're selling pizza here. What is this? Oh, here's some... that's all the restaurant. And places where you can eat and stuff. Here we go. Go LA. All dancing, all composing. Look at this. Here we go. Events. Look at all these events. Sarah Vowell. Here's, and the consonants. Here's Sarah Vowell. She wrote a book. She was going to be a book soup. And here she is. Here. How about... an evening with Paul Schaefer. Now we know Paul Schaefer. Of course, for years and years and years with Letterman and on Saturday Night Live. Okay, that's not that, though. We're going to get to the real gritty stuff here. A lot of... they're good writers in here. Gallery openings? Who knows? What artists? Don't talk about artists. How about this? On the east side, the Black Maria Gallery. When Smoking Was Cool. Group show featuring Paul Chatham, Anthony Osgang, The Piz... P-I-Z-Z, and others. What happened to any of them? Anybody? Anybody know those names? How about this? The Bandit Gallery in Hollywood, West Sunset Boulevard. Greg Brisson, paintings and drawings. And maybe that was his moment in the sun. Malibu to Venice, the Craig Krull Gallery. Oh, Robin Mitchell and Dan McCleary paintings and prints. I don't know. Now, granted, there are, you know, there. I may be talking in some areas I don't know. I don't know art that well. For all I know, these guys have sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of things. So let's move on to something that is more generic. Museum of Tolerance. It was a Museum of Tolerance? Where was that? Pico Boulevard, huh? Permanent collection. Interactive exhibits. Interactive exhibits that examine hatred in the world. Well, that must have been a big museum. Okay, think outside the virus. Okay, that's off. Here we go. Uh-oh, here we come. Oh, some ripped this ripped here. Theater in L.A. Let's look at the artists, the actors and the actresses. Theater in L.A. This is, you know, some comedy people and theater. This is all theater. You're going to know some of these names, and you're going to not know many of them. The Doctor Despite Himself, a brand-new outrageous adaptation of Molaire's farcical take on healthcare. The Doctor despite himself. They don't even mention the people. These actors, they don't even mention who was in that. Here on Parade, a musical starring who? At the Mark Taper Forum. There's no... it doesn't even say who's in it. Music and lyrics by Jason Robert Brown. Nothing. Wow, they don't even say that. How about Sally Spector, the musical? The Princess and the Frog. There's no names at all here. Now, the Comedy Club. Let's go to the Comedy Club, the John Lovitz Comedy Club at Universal City Walk. I did not know John Lovitz had his own comedy club. And we know John Lovitz is an actor and, of course, many years on Saturday Night Live. He had, and maybe he still has this, located at Universal City Walk. See, there's a lot of areas I don't know because they weren't there at the time. He had, look at this, every Wednesday, John comes up and does his own comedy. Frazier Smith hosts Comedy Showcase Tuesdays. These are people who don't even get on the bill like they have today, open mics. And they just got in. Caliente Comedy, DJ Cooch, or Richard and Vila. Don't know. Ben Glebe was there. Ben Glebe? Clean Comedy, it says, with Scott Wood, Nick Arnett, and Mark Fitter. Where are they? Jay Phillips and Darren Carter are coming. And Dame Funny, Ladies Night Comedy, don't even tell you who's there. Look at these theaters reviews, these little theater reviews. They don't give any names on there. So there's a comedy. How about this? Just 45 minutes from Broadway, a new play by Henry Jaglom. You know, it's really strange. I actually thought about this guy earlier in the evening. I'm not going to go into that story. You know, it was played by, and it's starring, ready for this? Here we go. Julie Davis, David Garver, Jack Heller, Diane Selinger, David Froville, and Harriet Schock. I don't know any of them. How about Culture Clash? The 25th anniversary, America's favorite Chicano Latino performance trio. These guys were already around. I didn't even know them then. Let's move on there. I don't get that. Hey, my name is Frank Catola. I'm the man whose name we're doing is the title of the show. We're only on page 52 or 53 here, the LA Weekly, going back. All these people, places, and things, all these nouns. Where are they now? Where were they then? Who are they? We don't know. But we will continue to move along and give you plenty of these names. You can write them down. Go look for them on the web. See, I might be, who knows, there might be people still hanging out in this journey they're making. I'll be a lot older now. Well, actually not. They're only 4 years old. This is 2009. That's why I didn't want to go back too far, because it's obvious how many people have failed. But just imagine, and this is not an ode to failure, as I said, and I'm not discouraging anyone from any dreams you might concoct. I'm just saying, this is amazing to me. If you look at the math of who makes it and who doesn't make it, and to bring you the most important point, I think if there's any important point, that if you somehow find a way to make any kind of living doing what you like or love, then you're in good shape. This is Catola Chronicles, because I'm Catola and I'm chronicling. And this is something I think new millennium people and Generation X people should certainly become aware. They should certainly become aware of stuff I'm talking about. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Take a little break now and we'll come back. Don't go away. We're going to be here. We are here. We're going to be back shortly.
Keep listening. Remember, keep Here's a health tip to protect you and your family from West Nile virus. Mosquitoes carry the virus, but you can fight their bite. Use outdoor insect repellent that contains DEET. Be sure to wear long sleeve shirts and pants when possible. Try to limit your time outdoors at dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are most active. And keep your window and door screens in good condition to shut mosquitoes out of your home. Fight the bite. Tell mosquitoes to buzz off. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services.
My name is Bethany, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school. I'll do some things I won't really want to do, and some things I won't even remember. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Governor's Office for Children and Families and the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky Escapades. Parallel Universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves the tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo now on Amazon for your Kindle.
That children under the age of 5 are twice as likely as the rest of us to die in a home fire? Children depend on their parents and other caregivers to protect them. Here's what you can do to keep children safe from home fires. Keep matches and lighters out of their reach, maintain a working smoke alarm on every level of your home, and practice a fire escape plan. Remember, get out and stay out. For more fire safety information, visit www.usfaparents.gov. This message is brought to you by the United States Fire Administration, your local fire department, and this radio station.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio, the people choose. Swinging to the swinging voice of radio, the people's choice. Big prize, small fry, gone to dawn. It's radio, the turn to mine. Swinging, singing, a million sounds you want to hear. It's a landslide every year. Everybody's driving in the smiling voice of radio. People's choice, East Coast, West Coast, in between, it's radio that makes us see.
Absolutely. We don't want that again, do we? No. We want this as we come back into the chronicling area. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Isn't this pleasant? To just to come out of that with, actually I made a mistake, but it's supposed to come out of that with this wonderful little music tag, a music loop. You're listening to Cthulhu Chronicles, and this is through the courtesy of SRN1 and all the other stations who are repeating it. But we're live on SRN1 every Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is where you want to be, and you can get us on your mobile. We did that this week of CthulhuChronicles.blogspot.com, where you can go. And we have a special link there now where you can set up your Android or your iPhone or, I don't know, whatever brand, and you could pick up the show on your mobile phone so you could sit there and listen live right here. And you also can, of course, just download it later on if you want to hear it again or what have you. You can get that. Go to Frank. Join me at Facebook, Frank Cthulhu, and after this show, after each show, the link for that particular night show in a matter of a half hour will be on my Facebook page. Become my Facebook friend. I will let you in once in a while. Say, hey, it's me. I listen to, you know, write me a message or something. And there'll be no particular problem with that. Also, Cthulhu.tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R. Everyone knows Tumblr by now. Where you can read some funny stuff, ijdaily.blogspot.com. And, of course, at the Twitter, at Frank Cthulhu. You can follow me, and there'll be some funny stuff and some stuff you don't understand, but what the heck, you know? But we're here on Cthulhu Chronicles every Thursday night, as long as we can handle it, all right? Okay, so we're talking about... And we're mentioning, this is like a lineup of many performers who on the road to success never got there. Too many of them. And if anybody knows, again, any of these groups or names, just names in general, of artists, performers, musicians, whatever, please write to me, tell me what happened. And if you're interested in any of them, for any reason whatsoever, because I'm not telling you anything about each one of them, and boy, am I going to rattle off some now, you can just look them up right down on your Cthulhu Chronicles notebook. Replenish your precious bodily fluids, and everything else will just fall into place, is what it is. Club Nokia. We're back in Los Angeles, 2009, reading out of the LA Weekly. A great source for what's happening in the hot town of... Oops, I just lost my place. in the city of... It's not the City of Lights. It's the... What? What do they call... What did they used to call it? L.A. Gaga, La La Land. La La Land. L.A., L.A., La La Land. You're out there in La La Land. Why'd you go to La La Land? The New Yorkers used to say to me, what are you doing in La La Land? Meanwhile, there were more New Yorkers in La La Land I met. It's a very transient place. How about this? Coming up at four bands for under $40. 14 hits under one roof. Papa Roach Jet. And then the headliners. Papa Roach Jet. And who opens it? Morningwood. And then How the West Was Won. Here's Snoopy Doggy Dog Dog, Snoopy Dog. Yeah, this is back in 2009. He was there. Okay, November 19th. How about this? The Fab Four. That was obviously one of the early, they were really earlier than that from Beatlemania. This was one of the groups touring and traveling around imitating the Beatles. How about this? Here's two groups. Boys Like Girls. Labra Starship. Don't know. Okay. I'm not stop saying I don't know. The Chromed. A New Year's Eve show. Chromed. And here are the other groups on the bill. Peter Butter Wolf. Vega. Gas Lamp Killer. And The Mike B. That was New Year's Eve. How about the Pogues? Not the Rogues, the Pogues, P-O-G-U-E-S. Live in concert with the full original lineup. I like this. Do anybody know the Pogues? Because the original lineup was there, and they have their names. So let's name them. Where are they now? Shane McGowan, Jem Finer, Spider Stacy, James Fearnley, Daryl Hunt, Andrew Rankin, Philip Chevron, and Terry Woods. Special guests, the Agrolites. Special guests, the Agrolites, opened up for the Pogues. Let me just get down there. Tower of Power, that was AWB. I know them because they had some records. So, and they had a hit or two there. I've heard of this group, but I've never seen them, and I don't know what happened to them. The Butthole Surfers. Not the. I see. Yeah. Butthole Surfers. With special guests, Melvins, and Psychic Ills. Now, I'm just mentioning names of groups. You got to remember, but you got to think about this. In each one of these groups, there's at least, what, three? At least three members, sometimes four, sometimes five. They all have equipment. They all rehearse somewhere. They probably all write music. Can you comprehend the volume of original music that just got tossed out, thrown away? The number of people who were members of these bands, who were the main members, just the playing members, what? The people who moved their equipment, maybe they had roadies. I was in a group that had roadies once. I mean, that's how, you know, it was easy. But, I mean, where are they? All of them wanted to be as big can be. And there's never that much room on the top. No less is there the ability to sustain staying up there. How about the Dan Band? Live, as opposed to what? Live, the Dan Band. The Dan Band. From the hit movies The Hangover and Old School. Excuse me. Now, I might be a little ignorant knowing about that. The Hangover was a... Oh, was that The Hangover or Hangover? Maybe that was another movie. Here's someone. I've often told this story. Pee Wee Herman, who lived at a Mira address of mine. That's how I originally met Paul Rubens, who is Pee Wee. And here he's doing the Pee Wee show. Scott Sanders production presents the Pee Wee Herman show. This is when he brought it back, 4 weeks only. And then at age of 16, and then it went to Broadway. We all know about Paul. Paul's one of the guys who actually made it. I mean, he didn't make it with his character, which he milked, on Broadway and everywhere else, God bless him, but also played roles in movies and TV on his own as Paul Rubens, who lived right down the street from me at one point in one of the places I lived. And I got to know, because we used to exchange mail. We had the same address, with one difference. How can we live two down the block and have the same address, you say? Because one of us lived, I lived at South Citrus, and he lived on North Citrus, but it was the same number. So we'd get each other's mail. Okay. Anyway, how about, here's some more groups now. At the El Rey Theater, 5515 Wilshire Boulevard. I'm going to rattle these off. Here are the groups. You tell me. The Eddies. That's E-T-T-E-S. I think that's how you pronounce it. Meshel Nedgolocello. I don't even know at all. I'm going to slip right over that. That's a single solo artist. Flyleaf. Paper Tongues. Why are there two things? Oh, Juliet Ellis. Then the Eddies, October's... I don't understand how they're showing this. I'll just mention these names, okay? White Rabbits, Glass Ghost, Local Natives, Rooney, Fresh Air, Brother Alley, Evidence, BK1, Toki Wright, Jello Biafra, great name, and the Guantanamo School. I love this name. Wait, I'm going to say this without laughing. I don't know how these guys never made it. I want these guys playing in my backyard this summer. Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. You know, of all the names I have read so far, I got to remember that. Wow, that is a great... I don't know. I'm going to look them up. Someone write this down. So I write down too, yeah. I write it down too. How do you you say you're going to forget something like that? I mean, if you knew this group, you would remember them from that name. If they wanted a Jell-O Biafra, this sounds like a name from one of the characters in my nutty books or stories. Jell-O Biafra and the Guantanamo. I would go see these guys just to just for the name. To see what the heck, and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. how did these guys not make like a ton of albums? I'm going to keep that in those names somewhere. I love that. Okay, let's move on. Bouncing, 20 Bouncing Souls. The Fiery Furnace. Carney. They have picks here. Dan Deacon, Nuclear Power Pants. Nuclear Power Pants. Nuclear Power Pants. I got their second album. It was a bomb. Yeah, that's bad, isn't it, right? How about the Jesus Lizard? We're playing at the Music Box. Isn't it fascinating? As you're listening, are you, if you're somewhere in the world, which is many places in the world, where they do not have an abundance of places like this, and they did have it back then, even though they had the internet, there was still plenty of places to play live. Because these guys, and a lot of these acts were playing live because there were scouts, there were people from record companies hanging around, always looking for the buzz, looking for the next big thing or something that might sell, someone they could sign and, you know, instantly make money. They really didn't care much about the music. They were just looking for the catch and for the prospective money makers. A lot of these groups did make albums, I'm sure, that bombed. And solos, too. The Hymns. Here we go. Gossip. Joshua Radin. Simple Times. Matt Carney. The Mountain Goats. The Ravenettes. Ravenettes. That's a good name. Friendly Fires. Mew. M-E-W. Mew. I got more. Don't go away. Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. With special guest, Dirt Blue Jean. Dirt Blue Jean. That's not blue jeans. Blue, and then another word, Jean, and is a name. Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. The Warm Inventions. Tegan and Sarah. Baraka. Sam Sistema. Simeon Mobile Disco. G. Just the letter, small case. G. Here's Kevin Smith. Here's one who pops up who we know has made it. Question and answer with the director of... He was already a director, so that doesn't count. He already did stuff. The Gears. Here's a review of The Gears. Remember we mentioned The Gears before? Now listen to this. I'll just briefly say. The Gears were one of the most fun and consistently rocking bands in the early Los Angeles punk scene. But they seldom get the same critical attention as X, The Weirdos, and The Germs. In large part because their one album, 1980's Rockin' at Ground Zero, was out of print for 20 years. In the past decade, the LP has been reissued on CD several times, but the new deluxe edition on Hep Cat Records is probably the best version since it comes with several recently discovered demos as well as a bonus disc, Rare Cuts, that features 22 riotous, long out-of-print recordings by Gears singer Axel G. Reese's mid-80s bluesy hard rock band, The D.I.s. It's like wheels within wheels within wheels. These are all lives. These are all people who have livers and hearts and girlfriends and boyfriends, and they're gay and they're not gay and they're homosexual and they're everything, and they play and they don't play and they're whatever. They have teeth problems. They go to the dentist. These are all people. And the whole world of celebrity has looked over except for a number of fans, and they can't even, and you know, they can't live on this. Look at this. They had these guys on an album. They come back after 20 years. Juliette Lewis and the Eddies. Oh, there's a lot of also playing. Listen to this. Also playing Saturday. This one place. You ready? Let's just shout them out. Ace Yowen, Honor Society, Esme Denters, Emily Osment, Patrick Watson, The Pogues, The Agrolites, Fitz, F-I-T-Z, wait for it, Fitz and the Tantrums, Reagan Youth, The Accused, Doomsday Hour, Horse the Band, Calabrese, The Order of the Fly, Murderland, Nightmare Syndrome, Brand New, The Builders and the Butchers, that's one group, The Builders and the Butchers, Manchester Orchestra, The Choke, Everlast. Whew. Wow. Disney Symphonic Legacy at the Hollywood Bowl. Okay. I don't know how many human beings were involved in all of the acts I just mentioned. Where are they? What happened? Omara Portunando, appearing at UCLA's Royce Hall. Amara Portuando, from Omega Music. I don't know about that. Hey, Silver Sun Pickups, the Dandy, this is obviously a play on Andy Warhol, the Dandy Warhols, it's a group, Silver Sun Pickups, the Dandy Warhols, Matt and Kill, Dengue Fever, Funeral Party, Oshawa, The Flying Torbillion Orchestra. That's one show. We have no idea how many times any of these groups have played anywhere else anyway. This is, remind you, one issue, do this math, one issue, advertising scores of performers at scores of clubs and theaters, you know, that are only there for like one or two nights. Next week, it rotates, and it's tons more, going tons other places. Ay, 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 I'm not nowhere near. Now, let's go to the Troubadour. The Troubadour, always a theater and a club. It's a club. A very famous club on Santa Monica Boulevard. I know it's got to be still there. There are three bars, and tons of people go there. The Troubadour, of course, some real names have played there even after being famous. Go to the Troubadour and play there. Groups were found there. This was a play. If you could play the Troubadour, it's like, you know, playing the Troubadour. Playing the Troubadour, man. Hey, man. You know, that's a big thing to play the Troubadour. And I saw some tremendous groups there, because I frequented it now and then, and a couple of friends of mine had a group that played there. And so I went there now and then, and I knew some of the barmaids, of course. And yet, the number of artists who played there in a week, compared to the number of artists, I keep using artists, you know, that's the generic grouping category. The number that actually made it while they played there as unknowns that may become knowns with hit records or whatever, or contracts or whatever, compared to the ones who are like the hobos strewn across North America, the proportion is just out of whack. Here we go with the Troubadour. Here are the names of the groups. You tell me if you know them. Know anybody, or if you were in them. Here we go. Tahiti 80, Brookville, Ludo, Meese, The Lawrence Arms, Teenage Bottle Rocket. I like that. Cobra Skulls, Madison Bloodbath, Austin Lucas, Longhorn Slim. I think I've heard of Longhorn Slim, but it's the kind of name you might think you did here. Lisa Hannigan, Fu Manchu. Black Dub, Brian Blade, Trixie Whitley, Bob Mould's Band, Spiral Stairs. And this is, remember, it says here Spiral Stairs, also known as Scott Canberg of Pavement and Preston School of Industry. I don't know. It's not as good as. I'm going to be. See, I'm never going to forget this. Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. You know, how could they. If they wrote their own music, I would love to hear it. Because if you got it. If you got the kind of imagery and imagination to come up with that name. If any of you out there know of or have heard or are or were connected to Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine, please get in touch with me on Facebook, you know, on everywhere else, fcatolo@yahoo.com. I want to talk to these fellas, gals, whoever's part of it. Let's replenish our precious bodily fluids here. And enjoy it with the splendiferous magnitude and volume of the late, great Ralph Cotolo. Okay, more groups. Islands, Pelican, that's Black Cobra again. Black Cobra, Sweet Cobra, Girl in a Coma, Oliver Moore, Mad Story, Gangster Funk Machine, Need to Breathe, Serena Ryder, DiPedro, Wax Taylor, Abstract, Rude, Melody Gardot, Lights, Broadcast, Atlas Sound, The Selmanaires. The Selmanaires. Actually, sounds like it means something. Sunset Rubdown, Tune Years, Blind Pilot, The Low Anthem, Mimicking Birds, Geronimo, Kill Sonic, don't stop here. Grizzly Bear, Symbols. Oh, is that the name of the group or what? Yes, Symbols Eat Guitars. Symbols Eat Guitars. Anti-Pop Consortium, Soul and the Skyrider Band, The Heavy. Bow with the Get Down, Stay Down. It's the name of a group. I kid you not. Here's the Amoeba Music selling CDs. Listen to this. Amoeba Music. It goes CDs, DVDs, LPs, VHS, games, 45s, new, used, buy, sell, trade. I like that. And in those days, not in those days, but this is not that long ago. So they were still selling vinyl records for those of you who had turntables. But this is a place where you would go. In Hollywood, you would get things that you couldn't get in the ordinary market because they were considered collector items or what have you. They were very attentive to formats that no longer existed because those were just individual theaters of presentation. But listen to this again. Amoeba Music, CDs, DVDs, LPs, VHS, games, 45s, new, used, buy, sell, trade. You can do a lot at Amoeba Music. What were they selling? Well, here's someone we should know, this comedian, Nick Swardson. He's selling his album. The group Why. Dead Man's Bones. Mac Lethal. Eskimo Snow. Oh, why Eskimo Snow? Eskimo Snow. See, what's the name of the name of the CD or the name of the group? You could really get confused. Spiral Stairs. Here's Roseanne Cash, who I will not tell you a story about. Contemporary interpretations of songs from a list of essential country songs. Okay. So she had a Warren G. We got more? Ska Boy, JFK. Ska Boy. I've gone beyond Amoeba Music now. I'm really going to start rattling these out. You ready? Point Break. Ska Boy, JFK. Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Listen to this. Here we go. Black Jacks, spelled BLKJKS. Black Jacks. I Will Never Be the Same. Veil, AM versus FM, Speed Buggy, Charlie and the Valentine Killers, Champagne Velvet, Michael Runyon, Light FM, His Orchestra, Lost Lake, The Meeting Places, The Meadows, Happy Stars, Downtown Union, Choir of Young Believers, Breaks, 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 one word, The Harpoons. I'm surprised nobody picked that one up before. I think so. The Harpoons, Kurt Vile and the Violators. Oh, Kurt Vile and the Violators. How clever. Kurt Vile and the Violators. I said it three times. How about this? United States of Electronica. Wan Fu from Taiwan. Scrabble. Dan Deacon. Here's Nuclear Power Pants again. The Get Down, Stay Down. Portland Cello Project. Part-Time Punks. Bad Veins. The Subjects. Cobra Lilies. Sweaters. Dragonette. Fresh and Onlys. The Voyeurs. The Monolators. The Carabel Nightlife. What is this? Coming Soon. Koreatown. Free. 21 Plus. Funky Soul Party. LA's Finest. Okay, what? Loop. Nurses. Random Patterns. The Devil Makes Three. He's My Brother, She's My Sister. A Place to Bury Strangers. It's, you know, some of these, they're like titles of books or stuff, you know? I mean, when groups, that's why I like names like The Harpoons. You know, Vito, what was Vito and the Violators? Wasn't it Vile and the Violators? Or just The Violators? I like the dun-dun-dun, like The Searchers. I like those names, The Harpoons. I like those names. Some of these are like books. Have you read The Devil Makes Three? You know, no, but I heard their album, A Place to Bury Strangers, On the Same Bill, Darker My Love, and All the Saints. There's three book titles right there. The Waves with two V's, The Waves, The Soft Pack, Best Coast, The Black Heart Procession, The Mumblers, Voices, Michigan and Smiley, Tranny Shack, L.A., I think that's the name of the whole, they have to say featuring, because if you don't know the entire group, Tranny Shack, L.A., here's what it's featuring. Kim Burley, Raya Light, Peggy Legs, Lady Bear, Syphilis Diller. Now, I swear to you, I'm not making this up. There was one of the members of Tranny Shack LA called herself Syphilis Diller. Why didn't anyone think of that beforehand, huh? Okay, Mercy Fuque, F-U-Q-U-E, Fouquet, but I think you get it, Ambrosia Salad, Fade Dra, Tammy Brown, Squeaky Blonde, and more. All parts of Tranny Shack, L.A. More. Kid Sister. Flostradamus. The Very Best. Built to Spill. Disco Doom. Am I done? No, we need done. Here's the Mint. I think we said them before. Some of these I'm now... Here at the Viper Room. Who was at the Viper Room? Where are these people, these fellas, these gals, these top performers? If they made it to the Viper Room, I'm sure. And there is, you could go to viperroom.com. See who's there now. You can keep track of this stuff. Before I read the Viper Room, remember, this is me, Frank Cotolo. You're listening to Cotolo Chronicles. Y2K plus 13, 7th of March. Beware. Oh, no. Hey, we'll be on the day before the Ides. Wait, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Doesn't matter. We got a lot of things coming up, too, including I'm getting together. Get Tom Savino back here to do a Savino Cotolo Chronicles. We're going to do that one. We have a Heather Drain coming back. We have Dr. Karen Wyatt, who wrote that great book, What Really Matters, will be coming on again. And we'll be talking about some poignant situations, let's just say. Things you should know, want to know, could know, might be able to use in the future. At the Viper Room, 2009, The Ringers, The Ruse, Spendrift, Zuzu Fang, The Binges, The Disciples, Valiant Thor, Death by Stereo, Crash Kings, Oliver Future, Wayward Sons, The Stone Foxes, The Kin. I wonder, and I've been in this situation before, when you're in a group and you're naming a group, do people look at what groups, if anybody might be named that group? That mean their name is taken. This should be, like there is in horse racing, you know, this should be, you should be able to retire names, and you should have names. Oh, there's already a group. Imagine how many groups there are. There must be a lot of groups out there called the Harpoons. And if they aren't around anymore, I'm willing to start one just to say, I'm in a group called the Harpoons. I love that. I said it again. Zigaboo Model East. Rupa and the April Fishes. Los Pingüos. Who else over here? This is all in one issue. And I'm passing over some. Jacko Pierce. Joe Crown Trio. 4-0 in the Dark. Oh, there's a 4-0 in the Dark, Check in the Dark, Assembly of Dust. We got here more. That's a movie, Noah and the Whale. You don't know, what's the difference between a movie and a book and a group name? Oh, look at this, Vanilla Ice was still actually working. Was he? They only have these other things, too, Clute Blues. They have these, some of the ads aren't ads, they're just listings. So some of the places, like this here, at the Blues Clubs. This is just Blues Clubs. Arcadia Blues Club. I'm going to just, and through this, I'm just going to read the names of the artists and the people who are appearing. Ready? Here we go. Pinky Radu, Bobby Bluehouse, Zach Harmon, Mighty Balls of Fire, Mama's Boys, Joe Wood, The Soul of Joe Black, Ronnie Baker Brooks, Midnight Lamp, B.B. Chunk is another great one. You ready? Wait for it. B.B. Chung King and the Buddha Heads. Sugar Ray and the CK Stars, The Tommy Johnson Show, Jimmy Vivino and the East-West Connection, Fire and Ice, Highway Star, Blowin' Smoke and the Fabulous Smokettes, Chris Kane, The Toledo Show, Kirk Fletcher, Soul Funk, House of Vibe, Zola Moon, El Dorado. Oh, that's the restaurant. They don't even mention who's there. Country and Folk. And remember, this is not ads now. These are just, this is how many clubs. This is just the listings. I don't pay for the listings. Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, Merle Jagger, Cow Bop, Eddie Betos, No Ho West, Mike Mann and Cowboy Soul, Buckworth, Fiddlin' Dan and his banjo buddy, The Hollow Trees. Andre and the Giants, that's clever. Andre the Giant was a famous 1950s wrestler. Andre and the Giants. I See Hawks in L.A. This was the name of a group. Hey, I See Hawks in L.A., The Big Manny Band, Rick Shea, and The Losing End. Then we go to other clubs, just generic clubs. Pete Goslow, Pete Huttlinger, The Cheatin' Kind, The Groovy Rednecks, Cliff Wagner and the Old Number 7, The Paul Thomas Yoder Band. The Paul Thomas Yoder Band. Let's just call it, guy's name is Paul Thomas Yoder. So let's call the band after me, and that's his famous name of that. Boulder Acoustic Society, Merchants of Moonshine, Raining Horseshoes, All-American Wranglers. I think a lot of those were country groups. I'm trying to see. There must be a lot more country places and western places than there were. The Palomino. We played the Palomino, Wolfman and I and the band. It was a great place. That everybody showed up. See, big names that show up at the Palomino and just show up to play. So, you know, I mean, Bob Dylan would walk by and just do a couple of songs, and George Harrison, when he was in town, names like that. Big up their names. Big up their names. And we played the Palomino, Wolfman Jack, it was Wolfman Jack and his Good Time Man. More groups. Here's Need to Breathe Again. Portable Payback, featuring Soup and Mark Seventh from Jurassic 5 with Simple Citizens. Wow. Inner Circle. Well, here's a bunch now. I told you we're rattling these off. Listen to this. We still got time to rattle some of Everclear. Everclear, Good Old War, Big Sean. That's Sean Christopher. Dead by Sunrise, The Delta Fiasco, Neo Geo, Billy Boy on Poison, Fight from Above, King Size, Brave Citizens, The Rakes, Free Energy, Funeral Party. Upcoming shows. This is so small, this print. I can't tell you. Inner Circle. Some of these I may be repeating because, you know, a couple of groups will be playing a couple of places Hooligans. The Dolly Rots. We Should Be Dead. The New Fidelity. Crackin' Smart. Fort Knox 5. Resident Hero. Army Navy, The Cribs. The Auto Punk Tour featured who? Saul Williams and Friends. What kind of name is that? Saul Williams and Friends. Come on. I mean, you know, be creative. I still haven't seen Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine anywhere else except that one place. Huh? I mean, one time and one time only. It's Jello Biafra. I love that name. I wish I had a dog now just to name it Jello Biafra. This is Jello Biafra? I had no other reason I'd want a dog. Not at this point in my life. Jello Biafra. Here, Jello Biafra. Here, Jello. You know, I'm nowhere near done. Because this goes on and on and on. Who's at the Libertine? Laundromat. John Gibson and Friends. There's another. What kind of a name is that? Yeah. There's not names. There's like names of people. Are we done? No, we're not done. Are you kidding? Look at this. We haven't gone. Look, there's more. The Whiskey A Go Go. At Amoeba Music, upcoming in stores. Oh, that's just that's another ad. The Whiskey A Go Go. This was a big place. Like the Troubadour, the Whiskey A Go Go on Sunset Boulevard. Oh, my goodness. Talk about strewn. When you go there at like 1 in the morning, the creatures that would exit from this establishment. I mean, if you went in, you'd see them or you'd, you know, bump into them. But wow, that was. And I'm talking about, you know, 78, 79, 80, 81. I mean, I'm talking about then. Imagine. Okay, who was at the Whiskey A Go Go? Ready? And look what it says. And this is fascinating. And I think I love this. Supporting the Whiskey A Go Go, supporting local and unsigned artists since 1964. Here's a historical fact. The Whiskey A Go Go is the first live music venue to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Big deal. Okay, but okay. The Whiskey, as it's called, is recognized by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a historic music landmark. Currently, the Whiskey is the only surviving venue to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And fine. I don't want to get into the Hall of Fame. Here they go. And it's true. Supporting local and unsigned artists. Now, when they say supporting, I'm pretty sure, I don't know their policies, I'm pretty sure they mean giving them a chance for exposure. I don't know who got paid, who doesn't get paid, or what the deal is with groups who have to be. It's changed so much. So let's look at this. Here they are. Here they were, October 2009. Here we go. Tornado Rider. Jekyll. Black Star Hollow. Freak Tent. Uno. Fools and Horses. Sultimate. And here's Tornado River again. Theory of Funkativity. Strange Brew. The Intangible, Axes, For True, March into Paris, Sedated, She Screams Remedy, Dirty Little Secrets Burlesque Show, oh, that's not a group, Electra, Whiskey Acoustic features, okay, there's no group, Scully, The City Lies, Not Liable, Dead Air Broadcast, isn't that funny? Dead Air Broadcast, name of the group. If you were here last week, or the week before that, when Tom Savino was on, we talked about our show, Dead Air. Anyway, that was way before this. Hollywood Roses, The Orphics, Love-Hate Affair, Motown Blood, Hotwired, South for the Summer, L.A. Guns, Flaw, Displaced, Love-Hate Affair. That was it from Whiskey A Go-Go. There's more groups here, though, on the same page. Visa, 24 Black, Absent, Sellout, Euphoric Tension, White Wall, Copperhead, Soul Taker, Illumination, Hexen, Gravity Core, Ironclad. I like this one. This one sounds like a Pierce Brosnan, James Bond movie. Unfilmed. When Daylight Dies. The Attitude. There's a good one. I like those kind of names. The Attitude. And then and The Attitude. The Harpoons. See, I still remember The Harpoons. But that's a personal preference. And, of course, The Crazy Ones. And The Craziest of the Crazy. We're going to say it again. Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. More. Yeah, it's Rock Night. Rock It at the Boss Dance Club with awesome 80s indie electro blah, blah, blah. They don't even say who's. They probably just play records. How about the Spasmatics? I think I've heard them somewhere. They were a group. This is Comedy Guys now. Comedy every Thursday night. Comedians from Showtime, blah, blah, blah. It says Richard Glazer, jazz band in the main bar. Well, that's a group. Okay, there's group and there's the Spasmatics. 80s night at the LA's newest entertainment venue, the Spasmatics. I guess that's the only. And then the comedians don't even mention them because you're not going to come if you just hear their names. These are all dance clubs here. The Knitting Factory. Who's it? Okay, The Knitting Factory was the name of another place. How about this? The Numenauts. Go Jimmy Go. Telecasters. AWOL 1. Astronautilus. The Skyrider Band, a Wilhelm Scream, Living with Lions, The Riot Before, Majority Lost, Left Alone, Triggers, Strike Anywhere, Polar Bear Club, Crime in Stereo, The Soft Opening, Dead Birds, The Soft Hills, C-Spot, not run, C-Spot. And here's a good one. Let's Go Bowling. Does a group who names themselves Let's Go Bowling expect to be like a billion seller and then go, how could you, wow, Let's Go Bowling. Maybe, I don't know, you got to give them a chance. Maybe they were a funny group or what have you. And then we're pretty much, okay, is that it? Those are just the ones I mentioned. Leaving out more. And not even going into the next week or the week before where there might have been another slew of groups and, don't do this. Oh yeah. Groups and, I don't know, there's gotta be a way you can stop these, I guess you don't want to stop the screensaver. But I hate when I leave it alone like that and I'm hearing it and it goes black. What was the other thing I was going to say with only a few minutes left? The rest of this this newspaper, from 120 to 137, is just chock full of adult ads. Places to go, full bar. And there might be groups here, I don't know, but the groups sure don't get the headlines because they have these skin. Los Angeles' new upscale venue, an upscale venue, a gentleman's club. That was a, I don't want to go into that because this is a whole different area, and we'll go into this some other time and make it an entire place. But I mean, look at these, the names of these places, and some of them have, you know, porn stars appealing, but it's just unbelievable. And then they have a classified section that goes on forever. And all this massage. Look at these massage places. I don't think there are that many people in L.A. who get massages. How did these places survive? I have no idea at all. But here are these places over and over and over again. And then unbelievable. I'll go into this thing another time. The illegitimate. The LA Weekly, LAWeekly.com, where you might go if you want to look at some great names of groups. I think I've made my point. That was 2009. I don't know. I mean, of the ones we mentioned who you might have known, and I can't tell you who you know and who you don't know. But let's face it, in the mainstream public, in the mainstream media of music, where are these groups? I don't even think they went on the road. And of course, where is Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine? Can you imagine? Did this group, I wonder if this group left LA and went to Texas and performed in Houston. A lot of them went to Austin. Austin was a hip and still is a very hip town for music of all kinds. And there's other, you know, major cities, I'm sure, where a lot. But, I mean, did they go? How did they go? To do what? To sell CDs? Because they certainly couldn't. I mean, who's going to hire them and make them travel? Oh, my goodness. The details that are involved in such a tour, it's unbelievable. And I just applaud the veracity, the stamina, the guts of such people, all these people, and involved in all of these groups, and all of these enterprises, in all of these attempts at being great. Sometimes it seems like there are more performers than audience, and that, of course, causes a bit of a problem. So who knows? I have no idea. I salute all of you, and all of you who are about to embark on the road to success. I say to you, luck. Hope it comes your way, and don't give up. You know, a lot of these groups might have been, and that's the other thing. Groups regrouped. They don't have long lives. The group itself doesn't have long lives, and then the members scatter and go to other groups, and it's one of those things where he tells a friend, and they tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and it's one of these pyramids. Oh, I don't know if it's a pyramid. It actually has no bottom. It starts from the top and it has no base, and so there's a fountain that is using the same water again, and there's the fountain of talent that just keeps going from group to group to this, and maybe we'll hit with this one, maybe we'll hit that one. I just salute them all, and the actors and actresses, who of course we didn't even mention, because they couldn't. They didn't even put their names there. They didn't put the names of the groups because groups had local followings, even if it was 10, 16, 14, 20 people, and they hoped that the establishment hoped that they would at least track their base, is that the, well, I don't want to say bass like in bass guitar, but you know, the bunch of people who knew them already, the generic fan, no, not generic fans, that would, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that it's tough. And I think that if these people made a living playing music, and that was their thing, then I say God bless them. You know, when you talk about real luck in this case, you think about a guy like Johnny Depp, who was originally a band man, which got into music. He was in a band. He still plays and stuff like that. But had he continued in music, would have been one of these lost souls, one of these bodies strewn on the road to success. But something happened, some other luck. He was a pretty guy, a handsome guy. And stuff happened when he went into acting. This stuff happens. This is luck. You can't prepare yourself for this. You could work hard and you might not make it. You could do everything and learn everything and you might not make it. You can learn half of everything you need to know and you can make it. There's a lot of stuff out there that has to happen that is beyond your control. So you have to do as much as you can for exposure. And I think it takes a lot of guts, and a lot of people fall to the image and the illusion of security and go to do other things. And a lot of people live with dead and dreams that are just destroyed. But I tell you, a lot of people who failed should even be, they should be proud that they did it, that they started, that they went ahead and gave it a try. More people give it a try than the amount of people who ever accomplish it, do anything. So that's the deal with that. And these people whoever these people might be, I don't know. We didn't even, some of them had names and others were members of like Jello Biafra. Now there's a guy, if there actually was a Jello Biafra, because it could have been the whole group and they just could have called, who's Jello Biafra? He goes, I don't know. He's just a guy, and he could have done it. Like I did with Henry Morgan and the Highgrass Boys, my last musical venture, which coincided with the other stuff I did. But still, they say, who's Henry Morgan? Well, he's just this figure. Who's Jello Biafra? Certainly a more creative name and memorable than Henry Morgan. Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. This show is dedicated to them wherever they might be. And I know you're going to Google their names, find them. They might be in Wikipedia or somewhere. Maybe they're still out there playing in L.A. I mean, God only knows. Success is never just around the corner. Indeed, it's tough. And I, like you, try my best to understand all of that. So do what you got to do. Try to make money doing it. And as far as, because maybe someday somebody will see you and say, who's that? Thanks.
That's Scatola over there. You know what I mean?
And then somebody will be saying your name who's famous himself. Philosophical entertainment, relevant irreverence. Now close the doors for another week. My name is Frank Catolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Please support SRN1. Go to 148.ca. Read my stuff and everybody else's stuff. And, more of that calling. Oh, keep replenishing your precious bodily fluids. We'll be back again live next week. Also, listen to the show on all the great stations that replay it. Go to catolochronicles.blogspot.com for that list and find more. Tell people about it and just get going. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you are. And good night, Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. We'll be in touch. I'll leave you now. I got nothing more to say.